99 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Make sure your equipment is ready to run by letting a John Deere certified technician at Prairieland Partners inspect it. Their power inspection program is going on now, giving you peace of mind that your equipment will be ready when you need it. From mowers, gators, skid steers, and compact tractors to large ag equipment, Prairieland Partners technicians are there to keep your equipment up and running. Call, stop by, or visit PrairielandPartners.com to schedule your equipment. Prairieland
Partners. KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 9th of October, 47 degrees on our way to a beautiful 73-degree fall day today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Flint Hills Technical College Vice President of Advancement, Mike Crouch, and to talk about the cuts. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, we're doing all right. So you got the cut here in a week and a half. We had a chance to talk a little bit here last week, but how pleased are you that the cut's back on the schedule and back ready to showcase basically everything that the college is all about?
Yeah, we're super excited. This has just become such a cool event and such a signature event, not only for Flint Hills Technical College, but for the community. And it really is a great way to showcase the talent of the students out here at FHTC.
Well, this is a big couple of weeks for the Technical College. You've got the cut coming up and your big 60th anniversary event happening here soon, too, Mike.
We do. I tell you, starting next week, the college is going to be busy. There's going to be a lot of activity on campus, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you should. Let's get back to the cuts, as Chuck alluded to. This really showcases many avenues that the Tech College addresses as far as educating students and getting them into the workforce. There's a lot at play here, isn't there?
There is. You know, one of the things we pride ourselves in out here at FHTC is the hands-on education that we provide students and their ability to get into the labs and really, get their hands on what it is they're learning. And then the opportunity to showcase that is really special. You know, not only our hospitality culinary arts program, but also our multimedia design program that, is just as important that night as the culinary arts folks are in terms of putting on the watch party.
Well, let's talk about here what's going to be taking place, Mike, because the format's been pretty well, I think, standardized here the last several years. Are we looking at basically the same standard format here as exactly what's going to lay out on the 19th?
Sure, so we are. The event is modeled after the hit TV show Chopped on the Food Network, and so it's a three-round cooking competition, so there'll be four student chefs that will compete. At the start of each round, they will open a mystery basket of ingredients that are unknown to them. It's got about four or five ingredients in it. They have to use all of the ingredients in that basket as well as whatever else they want to use from the kitchen. And so for round one, they have to produce an appetizer. They will present their dish to the judges. At the end of that round, one of the students will be eliminated or cut. And then the remaining three chefs then will go back into the kitchen and will repeat the process all over again and present an entree. And then again will be judged. And the final two competitors will then compete in a dessert round, crowning a champion at the end of the night.
And this is all on the clock too, right?
It is. It's all timed and on the clock. You know, if... I don't know if you all like to cook. I love to get in the kitchen and cook, but I don't think I could boil water in 25 minutes. it's pretty impressive to watch these students, present some of the dishes that they present in a 25 to 35 minute time frame.
Yeah, and the other thing too here, Mike, is there's a lot of prep. You mentioned here about the showcasing side of things for culinary arts, multimedia design, but at the same time, there's a lot of work that they're doing just really over the next week or two to get ready for what everybody is going to enjoy and participate in on the 19th.
Yeah, and I would even go as far as say, the multimedia students and their faculty member, Casey Wilson, they've been working for a couple of months now producing material for that night. So, they came out and did some video work of the students that are competing and to prep and put together their intro videos, You know, they're getting things together, but then it really ramps up. And so everything that the audience has the opportunity to watch in the tent is done by our multimedia design students. And that's really the cool part of this event, I think, is the watch party. You know, we could do the competition part and nobody could be here to watch it. But the opportunity for people to come out and enjoy an evening of food and drink and watch the students compete. And, you know, we have a live stream that runs from the kitchen out to our large tent on the west side of the building, so they can watch the whole thing unfold.
Well, let's talk about the logistics. How will this all work, and how can we get tickets?
You bet. So the event is October the 19th at 6 p.m. out here at FHTC. Again, it'll be under the tent out here in the west, and hopefully if this beautiful fall weather continues to hold, it's going to be just an unbelievable evening. But even if it gets a little cool, we have some large heaters we put out there. It really is just a glorious place to watch this event. And so you can get tickets by going to our website, fhtc.edu/foundation, or it's real easy. Just pick up the phone and call us here at our office, and we can help you out as well. And that number is 620-341-1380.
Mike, for folks that see this basically only as the event itself, really, how has the college used this to use this as an example for how this prepares students for really the world ahead, for the different careers that are involved?
So, you know, it's a lot of fun, and the students have a lot of fun with it, but also it helps them to learn to work under pressure. You know, when you're working in the industry, things are not always going to go smoothly, and you're going to have to think on the fly at times, and you're going to have to adjust and figure some things out. And so, you know, obviously when you're working at an industry, you're not always going to be in a classroom setting where you have all the support that you need. So really it's a good opportunity for the students to show that they have the ability to kind of think on the fly and figure things out.
So how much are tickets, Mike?
You bet. So tickets are $30, and again, can be purchased on our website or by calling our office.
And tickets, obviously, limited. You only have so much room under the tent, right?
We do. We only have so much room, and tickets are selling fast. So if you plan to join us next week, I would not wait till next week to get tickets. I would get on it this week and get those purchased.
All right. Who will be your judges this year?
Yeah, so our judges this year are Gus Bays, who's the executive chef and co-owner of Radius Brewing Company, and we also want to get a shout out to Radius Brewing Company as our presenting sponsor for the event as well. And Gus has been with us from the beginning, which has been exciting. Jessica Simmons, who's the executive chef and owner of Gourmet To Go Catering, and also an alumni of the Culinary Arts Program. And I must say, is also the reigning champion of the cut, as we had
a celebrity edition
last year. So that's pretty exciting. And then Tammy Edmonston, who purchased the opportunity to be the guest judge at our gala in the spring.
Great stuff. I mean, it's going to be cool to have it on the schedule again. I'm going to be emceeing again this year, so I'm really looking forward to being part of that again this year. And the other thing, too, as Ron mentioned here, Mike, is you look at next week, and what a week here for Flannels Technical College, the Diamond Anniversary Celebration and the naming ceremony that's going to be taking place.
Yeah, it's going to be just an unbelievable week. We're really excited for the activity that's going to be on campus, and again, as you mentioned, and I'm sure Dr. Daugherty is going to talk about this tomorrow during Tech Talk, but we have our Diamond Jubilee naming celebration the day before the cut from 3 to 5 out here at FHTC. So we would love to have people come out and join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some past leaders and folks on campus, and so that's going to be really exciting.
Can't wait. The cut, October 19th. Get your tickets today. Do not delay. Mike, always appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, guys. We appreciate everything you do. And Chuck, we appreciate your help with this event as well.
Can't wait to see you guys next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You bet. Mike Crouch, Vice President of Advancement, Flint Hills Technical College. The Cut, coming up. October 19th.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, which is 7:20 every weekday morning, can't do it this week because we're full, but we've got every spot open, at least for now, for next week. So call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvoe.com if you have an event or an activity that you want on our airwaves. Tomorrow we'll have CASA of the Flint Hills Director Karina Sanchez joining us. We're talking about the need for CASA volunteers.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KVOE Live and Local, 732, 47 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Tune in every Monday morning at 6:50, as well as the second and third Thursday of every month at 5:20 p.m. for Flint Hills Legacies.